questions 1 through 5. Listen to a conversation in a university housing office.
Hi, I live in Tower 1, and I was, I'd kind of like to live in a smaller building. I'm thinking of moving next semester.
Do you know about the Villages? They're on the other side of campus from the towers.
Uh-huh. I've seen them. I mean, from the outside. What's the rent like? I mean, compared to the towers.
The rent depends on the situation, like how many people are in the suite.
Suite? What's that?
It's a unit for either 4, 6, or 8 people. They're like apartments.
Oh. Aren't there any private rooms?
No, not in the Villages. It's all suites. The bedrooms are for 2 people. That part's kind of like in the dormitories. You have to share a bedroom with another student. The suites have 2 to 4 bedrooms, 1 or 2 bathrooms, and a kitchen with a stove and a microwave and a full refrigerator. Some of them also have a big living room.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice. So, what's the rent like?
I've just been checking in the computer. It looks like there's going to be a couple of openings next semester, but there's also a waiting list with about 20-something people on it.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people want to live in the Villages. I lived there for 2 years myself before I moved to a house off campus.
Uh-huh. So, what is the rent?
Oh, sorry. Okay. The buildings in Swanson Village all have 4-person suites. Those are $900 a semester.
Wow.
And the other Villages, let me see, they're anywhere from $850 to $1,000. It depends. The 6 and 8-person units are usually a little less. The ones with living rooms are a little more.
Wow. That's more than I expected.
The cheaper ones are less than the dorms in the towers.
Yeah, but I was hoping it'd be a lot less. But still, I'd kind of like to get out of the towers. How do I get on the waiting list?
I can add your name now if you like.
Okay, it's Ian Jacobs.
Ian Jacobs. Okay, Ian, I've added you to the waiting list. What we'll do is send you a notice by email if something opens up in the Villages. Your name is, number 27 on the list.
Number 27. Oh, wow.
You'd be surprised. Sometimes people change their minds, so people further down the list get a chance. You'll get in the Villages eventually, maybe next semester.
Okay, thanks for your help.
No problem. Have a nice day.
Number 1. What is the purpose of the conversation? Number 2. What are some features of the suites in the Villages? Number 3. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Oh, that sounds kind of nice. So, what's the rent like?
I've just been checking in the computer. It looks like there's going to be a couple of openings next semester, but there's also a waiting list with about 20-something people on it.
Oh.
Yeah. A lot of people want to live in the Villages. I lived there for 2 years myself before I moved to a house off campus.
Uh-huh. So, what is the rent?
Oh, sorry.
Why does the woman say this?
Oh, sorry.
Number 4. What does the man think of the cost of rent in the Villages? Number 5. Listen again to part of the conversation, then answer the question.
Ian Jacobs. Okay, Ian, I've added you to the waiting list. What we'll do is send you a notice by email if something opens up in the Villages. Your name is, number 27 on the list.
Number 27. Oh, wow.
Select the sentence that best expresses how the man probably feels.